Blog Talk Radio.
Just help Yahweh, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. Yahweh shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord or master over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith Yahweh. I will put him in safety from him that puffed at him. The words of Yahweh are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Yahweh. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. To the chief musician upon Shemit, a psalm of David. Psalm 12 from the words of the Most High Yah. Shalom, 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 all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh forever and ever and ever and ever. I am Yerimi Yahu Ben Yisrael, and you are in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. We come your way every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, yes, yes, yes. What a time to be alive. And you haven't seen anything yet. You have not seen anything yet. The best, which is the worst for the wicked, is yet to come. Yes, Satan, guess what? No, you don't have to guess, but Satan, your kingdom must and will come down. Yes, I can just hear the words of my ancestors now just echoing through my heart, through my mind. Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. Hallelujah. You've been building your kingdom all over this land. Nothing invisible builds nothing, brothers and sisters. Don't be fooled by the rhetorical rhetoric of Christianity. Visible things and visible people and persons are what do the building. So those of y'all who want to stay in that spiritual devil land shit, go ahead and do it. I don't even care. You know, I've labored for years with some of you all. Some of you all I haven't. Some of you all, you know, still don't quite get it. You know, you can disagree. Disagree till the towels come home. That don't change my position. But see, Yah gives us that. He gives you that freedom to choose which way you want to go. I'm just a messenger delivering the message. So, hey, don't get mad at the messenger. Yes. Yes, we're coming down hard on these shootings. The shootings will stop permanently because the Most High Yah will put an end to it once and for all, as he has promised us in his word, hallelujah, that he is going to deliver us from the hands of our enemies and deliver us from all the lands wherein we have been scattered. I know some of you all don't believe that. You try to make yourself believe it. But some of y'all don't believe that. You don't believe that's going to ever come. You think these are millions of years off and a long way off. I can't tell you how long it is. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't set dates like some people do. I don't set years like some brothers and sisters do, like I'm hearing on some of these various platforms. You know, some say it's going to end in 2019 and all this stuff right here. Man, please. Do you really want it to go that long? Do you want to put up with this foolishness for 3 more years? Do you want to do that? Because see, here's the thing about it. It could be longer than that. This captivity doesn't have a number on it. No, this is not the 400-year captivity, my beloved brothers and sisters. Yah told us in the 32nd chapter of Jeremiah that this captivity is long. He told us this one, or is that Jeremiah 29? Yeah, he told us that this captivity is a long one. And he gives specifics, outlines specifics for this one. Yes. Go back and reread it, my beloved brother. Says, I heard a brother come behind me trying to expound upon it as usual, but he was right for a change on the fact that, hey, yeah, this captivity is a different captivity, diverse from all other captivities. Because why? We have never been scattered in every country before, my beloved brothers and sisters. Most of our previous captivities have been localized. But this one is different. So it will definitely take the power, only the power, only the might of Almighty Yah to deliver us from this particular captivity. Hallelujah. Now it's up to him whether he will send another man like Moshe or not to this one. We're going to deal with that because Moshe did make a prophecy about someone. Some brothers have taken it, twisted it like they mores twist things, okay, and try to say this means multiple brothers. No, Moshe did not say that. He said a prophet, singular. Now, y'all can try to twist him with the King James. He, in the original, you haven't even read the original. How do you know what the original say? Come on, brothers. Y'all need to stop playing. Stop playing around. Stop fooling around. But anyway, we want to talk about and get into more about these killings, man. You know, have a police officer, a female police officer from East Cleveland, Ohio, who has some things to say about these other policemen who wear badges like she does, hallelujah, but yet take it upon themselves to perpetrate crimes of murder upon innocent people. Now, we're going to listen to various ones, including, hallelujah, an audio bite from this so-called civil rights leader, Andy Young. You know, y'all hear me talk about them and come down on them sellouts, government sellouts, ever so often. Yes, and I'm going to keep on staying on them because Yah makes it clear in his word in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 16, for the leaders of this people, he didn't say these people, this people, singling out a people, what people? For the leaders of the children of Israel calls them they are. They that are led of them are destroyed. It's just that simple. We ain't gone anywhere. If their leadership that took place in the so-called civil rights, what is that? What is a civil right? Come on. Come on, brothers, sisters. Let's be very animate about researching and looking into these various words that have been just thrown at us. So you've got to do your own investigation. Stop just taking everybody's word for everything. You've got to be in the know. This is how you increase in wisdom. You have got to be in the know about these things that are all around you. Some of them you can see, some of them you can't. Some of them you can comprehend, some of them you can't. That's why you have to stay prayed up all the time, because yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And the shadow of death is all around us, all around this land. Yes, any minute, one of these things, white things, could nut up and crack up and just open up shooting. Look, okay, what about Dylan Roof? The white heathen boy, that came into the church there in Charleston, South Carolina, and took out, executed those brothers and sisters now. And he got treated to Burger King. Why didn't they send a robot bomb into his place? Or why didn't they just leave his ass in the police car and send a robot bomb there to blow him up? No, they blow this brother into pieces, and they don't even know if he was the one that did it, because there are other videos coming out now. Oh, man, it's a whole bunch of mess around this. Yes, we've been knowing for a long time that the heathens have been trying to start a war that they're not going to lose. And any of you heathens happen to be listening to this, hear me and hear me well. You are not going to win. I'm sorry, they have been trying to start a war that they are not going to win. Oh, they're going to lose. Hear me well, heathens, that even listening to this program, because I know y'all listen to it, okay? You are not going to win the so-called race war that you've been trying to start with my people and I for a long time. No, because Yah will empower us to overcome you and to vanquish you. So you're not going to even win it. We don't give a damn how many guns, how much ammunition, how many nuclear weapons you have stored up to go to war with us. You will not prevail. We are almost at the end of serving our time for our transgressions. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that's why we have had to encounter these wicked things created by Yah. He made them to punish us, to whip us, and they've done a great job. Y'all need a blue ribbon for your what? From being commended for your job in wickedness, because you hadn't done nothing right, nothing righteous. You've been nothing but wicked, but you were created for that. But The Most High Yah created the wicked that he may have his pleasure upon them. Yeah, he's going to remove y'all off the planet. Y'all get ready to go. You might as well get ready because it's coming. There's nothing you can do about it. You've got to pay for your wickedness toward us to this very day and the wickedness of your ancestors. And Andy Young got the nerve to give these police, they just gave them what? Even a bigger ticket to kill and shoot our children now. How dare you? How dare you, government, sell out? You even sold Martin out. That's how you wind up being U.S. ambassador and the mayor of Atlanta. Yeah, right. Sit y'all civil right asses down somewhere. Yeah, I said it right here on Blog Talk Radio. You ain't none of my leader. Never have been and you never will be. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. And yes, you all will stand in judgment. And we'll have to answer to the Most High Yah too. Yes, you will. Unlovable. Unlovable now. Unlovable brats. Man, that's saying a lot right there. And you saying that around the policemen? You're telling them, since you can't get along with them, we can't love, go on and take them out, shoot their ass. That's what you're saying, Andy. To hell with you. And the hell with Jesse, and the hell with Al Sharpton and all of y'all. Yeah, I said it right here on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all don't like it? Hallelujah. Do what you got to do. Praise the mighty Yah. Come on, sister. Tell us what you think about these devils who wear a blue uniform like you do and try to take what the matters into their own hands. They consider us as targets anyway. They just now recently changed the shooting targets. Notice, the targets at the shooting range have been black all this time. Now they have some white targets. But guess what? We're not the ones going to shoot at you. Y'all going to send some more up on y'all to take y'all out and vanquish y'all. He's coming here in person, too, to deal with the vast majority of it. But he has some nations waiting on y'all. You think you're going to be in power. You see, don't nobody around the earth like you no more. Now, you trying to look for a planet to fly off to. Guess what? You're going to meet some black people up there, too. Yes, I said. You're going to meet some black people up there, too. Oh, yeah. Black civilizations all over the universe, and you've been trying to hide it. You've known it. You see them with your Hubble telescope. You know what's up there. You know who's up there. So stop playing. You're just a liar. Psalm 58:3. You estranged from your mother's womb to tell a lie. You develop your gestation period while you are yet developing. In your mother's womb, you are developing in a lie because all you do is lie. La la, la la, la la. I am Jeremiah, Ben Israel. You are in the knowledge suite.
Nakia Jones. My son came home from work today and he showed me a disturbing video about a young man that was shot and killed by police in Louisiana. And it's so funny because my son wanted to go to college there. And I kept saying, I ain't feeling that or whatever. What's interesting is to me is that the shooting involved a police officer. And I watched the video over and over and over and over and over again so that I wouldn't become judgmental, because not only am I a mother of two African-American sons and I have African-American nephews and I have brothers, I'm also a person that wears the uniform with the blue. I'm also the one that is their lives and puts their lives in danger. I wear blue. So I'm looking at it, and I became so furious and so hurt because it bothers me when I hear people say, y'all police officers this, y'all police officers that, and they put us in this negative category when I'm saying to myself, I'm not that type of police officer. I know officers that are like me that will give their life for other people. So I'm looking at it, and it tore me up because I got to see what you all see. If I wasn't a police officer and I wasn't on the inside, I would be saying, look at this racist stuff. Look at this. And it hurt me. First of all, I became an officer in 1996. I grew up in the hood, so I ain't grew up in the suburbs. I grew up on 930. We moved to East Cleveland, so I know what it is. So the reason why I became a police officer was to make a difference in people's lives. I knew what it was like to have a parent on drugs. I knew what it was like to watch people be picked on and bullied on and all kinds of things. And I said, I want to make a difference. I want to be that change. So I became that change. So in 96, I took an oath in East Cleveland, sitting in front of Chief Gladys, and said I would serve and protect my community by all costs. Even if it meant I wouldn't go home to my one-year-old daughter. And that's what I did. And I did it with integrity and respect. The thing that hurt me most of all was that a lot of people that I was arresting were the same color as me, that grew up in East Cleveland like me, so I couldn't understand that. Why would you want to destroy your community? I couldn't understand. I said, okay, but they're not sworn to serve or protect either. They're not. They didn't take that oath. This is what they do. So then I left there, and I came to another predominantly black community and became a police officer. I'm the first and only African-American female officer in the country. I cried respect. I sat in front of Marcia Fudge and took that oath that I was serving to protect my niece. And I also moved into my community, and I raised my children in this community. I wore that blue uniform proudly. And I know for a fact I have six beautiful children that love me. And I have a husband. I have a family that loves me. And I know there's times I may not come home from work. I have taken guns off 15, 14, 13-year-old children. I'm talking about real guns. I have had to go and tell a mother that their 13-year-old son or daughter was not coming home. I've interviewed rape victims that's been raped by people that look just like me, the same color as me. We are running around killing each other left and right. But what hurts me the most is the people that stood in front of a judge and stood in front of a mayor and said, I swear my oath that I will serve and protect this community. And God, please forgive me, and you can delete me if you get mad at me. If you are white and you work in a black community and you are racist, you need to be ashamed of yourself. You stood up there and took an oath. If this is not where you want to work at, then you need to take your behind somewhere else. I decided to work in the African-American community because I'm African-American and I wanted to make a difference. I could have worked in Parma. I could have worked in Lakewood. I could have worked in North Homestead. I'm a double minority. They would have got two hits for me because I'm African-American and I'm a female. I'm here because I wanted to make a difference. But how dare you stand next to me in the same uniform and murder somebody? How dare you? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. So why don't we just keep it real? If you're that officer, then know good and well you got a God complex. You're afraid of people that don't look like you. You have no business in that uniform. Take it off. If you're afraid to go and talk to an African-American female or male or a Mexican male or female, then because they're not white like you, take your uniform off. You have no business being a police officer. Because there's many of us that will give our life for anybody. And we took this oath and we meant it. If you're an officer that's pregnant, take the uniform off and put the KKK hoodie on. Because I will not stand for that. If you're officer that works with me and you're wrong, I will tell you you're wrong. My heart goes out to that young man's family because if it was my son, I don't know what I would do. But to my brothers and sisters, my juvenile brothers and sisters, I am your keeper. Put them guns down, y'all. We're killing each other. And the reason why all this racist stuff keeps going on is because we're divided. We're killing each other. We're not standing together. See, Martin Luther King stood together. You didn't hear about a bunch of black people killing each other. We got to stand together because a house divided against each other will not stand. And we got to be smart. Don't mean go tearing up stuff. Be smart. I am my brother and my sister's keeper. That's why I'm going to keep this uniform on. Because today I wanted to quit when I saw that video. But I need for y'all to support the ones of us that are right. And I need for you to stand for those of us that are not right. I also need for y'all to become role models for our juveniles. Y'all, they're killing each other left and right. I'm telling you, and people that don't really want us to exist are sitting back laughing because they're saying, look at them destroy each other. Yeah, we'll have a police shooting here or there, but we're not going to talk about the millions of black men that are killing each other left and right. Put the guns down. Powerful. fearful, approaching person in the world is an intelligent black man. Men, I need for y'all to stand up. Get these young men, mentor them, teach them. And then when you see that one of us are doing something wrong, and I'm not telling you, you know when you're wrong, and you know when you're dealing with the police, and we got to do our job because we have to do our job. But when we do something that you know is wrong, you need to speak up. You need to go speak to a chief. You need to go sit down and talk to mayor. I'm not talking about just because I don't want you to tell me what to do. I'm talking about something serious, y'all. Again, this is my thoughts. If you get upset, delete me. This is my Facebook page. God bless.
Okay, brothers, where are you all? This is a sister standing up now. A sister. This is a sister standing up to the wicked establishment, letting them know. Just because she wear a badge, she is not going to give in and concede to the wickedness that's happening all around her. Psalm chapter 9, starting at verse 16. Yahweh is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Hageyon, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget Elohim. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Yahweh, let no man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Yahweh, that the nations may know themselves to be but men, Selah. This is a son of the Psalm of Dawid, King Dawid. Yes, the wicked shall be turned in hell. If you go along with them, you're going to be turned in hell with them. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah.
Developing this morning, arrests after a protest fired up in the streets of Atlanta. Crowds blocked streets and chanted in response to two deadly police-involved shootings this week. Channel 2's Steve Gelbach is live in downtown Atlanta this morning. And Steve, it was a late night for everyone involved.
Sophia, things wrapped up here. Calmed down around 2 o'clock in the morning. It started much earlier up in Midtown with the marchers going through downtown, Sweet Auburn, over by the Capitol, ending here right around Georgia State University on Piedmont Avenue with about a dozen arrested. For a third night in a row, protesters took to the streets, stopping to block the intersection at Ponce and Peachtree. The group then soon moved on. Around 100 marchers circled downtown streets into the night.
They're going to hear us walking. They're going to want to know what we're walking about.
But by the end of the night, protesters sat down in a crosswalk. And Atlanta police moved in to make arrests, handcuffing people and clearing roads. One man with a bandana over his face was taken to the ground, and others were arrested as passions and tempers flared.
Until these things change, there will be no peace.
Young brother says, until these things change, there will be no peace. So now, what are we doing? We're in a different era now. Oh, no, we shall overcome. I know them days over us. And I understand that Bernice King was at one of the rallies or one of the town hall meetings rally at some church, so to speak, like the churches who have been robbing, stealing, killing from our people. Yes, they've been stealing and killing, too. Yes, our people die without knowledge, without wisdom. Thanks to the preachers who, if you notice, still have not to this day gotten involved with any of this. But yet, you ought to look out for them, Mr. Greedy Preacher, because if they kill off all your members, then who are you going to have to rob of so-called tithes and offerings? Huh? If they kill up your congregation, who are you going to have to cheat? See? But no, y'all won't say nothing. You know why you won't say nothing? Because you know that if you start in on this or go in on it in any way, fashion, shape, or form, that your 501c3 charter will be canceled. So you can't say anything. You have to, if you want to stay in good standing with the government who gives you this mess, this junk, this foolishness, you better be silent. They don't care. If they kill a rash of our people, you, Mr. Preacher, Miss So-Called Preacher, y'all better shut the hell up, or your 501c3 charter, which that is nothing but conceding to the sons and daughters of Satan, who runs the system, but y'all won't say nothing. How come y'all preachers not coming out preaching? And that halfway, half-hand bull that T.D. Fakes, that's right, T.D. Fakes, so-called T.D. Jakes, T.D. Fakes, had the nerve to come on the airway and say, don't stand either. You sit your big bulldog-looking ass down somewhere. Too. Yes, I said it right here on Blog Talk Radio. You want to deal with it? Come to me, hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. I'm not playing. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of these so-called preachers. Hallelujah. Now let's listen to what another one of them had the nerve to say, a so-called civil rights leader.
Former Mayor and U.N. Ambassador Andrew Young is apologizing for controversial remarks about protesters.
Unlovable little brats out there sometimes.
I apologize if I got over-emotional.
The civil rights icon made the comment during a meeting with Atlanta police on Sunday. Young says he was referring to protesters who tried to provoke police and run onto the interstate. And protesters say the comment hurts their cause.
It kind of belittles what we stand for. It belittles what we're out here for, which is just to fight for basic rights.
Andrew Young says he intended to thank officers for keeping calm during the demonstration.
Oh, so you're going to make the inflammatory remarks, and then you're going to apologize. Now, all of a sudden, you're sorry. You didn't mean what you said, right? Yes, you did. You said it in front of police officers. My brothers, my sisters, hallelujah. Now do you see what's been before you leading you? Look at your leadership. Your problem is your leadership. Why would it even get to this point? Why would it even escalate and even get this high? Why? Why, oh, why, oh, why? Again, back to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 16. So the leaders of this people caused them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. Andy, you are no leader over us. You weren't chosen by the Most High. You were chosen by the system to all of a sudden become a leader. So that's why you can make inflammatory statements and wicked remarks. Hallelujah. Upon the youth of your people, our next generation now. Man, sit down somewhere. Go on and retire and stay retired. Just stay out of the public eyesight and out of the public what ears. Because you have done us no good and you continue to be no good to our people.
37-year-old Alton Sterling was shot and killed by police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, early Tuesday morning. Cell phone video of the shooting was captured and posted to Facebook, where it has drawn outrage nationwide. Police say that they were responding to a 911 caller who said that a man was threatening them with a gun outside the Triple S Food Mart. The video begins with Sterling being thrown over the hood of a car and then being forced to the ground. Someone shouts, "He's got a gun," after which a police officer removes his pistol and shoots Sterling in the chest. Our hearts are broken. The raw emotion from Dallas Police Chief David Brown capturing the mood of the country as we mourn those we lost this week. In Baton Rouge, 37-year-old Alton Sterling leaves behind five children. In Minneapolis, Philando Castile dying in front of his girlfriend Diamond Reynolds and her four-year-old daughter. Here in Dallas, 43-year-old Officer Brent Thompson, a newlywed, leaving behind his wife of only 2 weeks. Officer Michael Kroll, who dreamed of being a police officer, spent almost a decade with the Dallas Police Department. Officer Patrick Zamaripa, a father and a veteran of three tours in Iraq. 55-year-old Sergeant Michael Smith, a 26-year veteran of the force, and Senior Corporal Warren Aaron, described by colleagues as a big guy with an even bigger heart. Seven lives cut short. Yesterday, I spoke with Dallas Pastor T.D. Jakes about the long road ahead for a nation in mourning. No doubt, the past week brought more pain than solace.
Today is a very solemn occasion, and yet it is a hopeful occasion.
We visited Jake at his 17,000-strong Squatters House Church in Dallas. He's Time Magazine's America's Best Preacher, but he's also the father of three young black men.
I don't know any African-Americans who don't live with that reality every day, that don't tell their children to be extra careful if the police stop them. That resonates with me, and not just as a pastor, but as a father. My people are from Mississippi and from Alabama. My grandfather was killed by white racists, murdered and thrown in a lake.
So since you know, what are you going to do? He has no answers either. I am Yirmiyahu Ben Israel. You've been in the Knowledge Suite. Join us again next week. Shalom, shalom, shalom.